Hello, everybody. We didn't have a blog for the first couple of days here because somebody left this in the back of my friend Philip's car, and so we didn't have it with us, and we just picked it up today. Today is Monday? It's Monday, Raven's yelling. Already I've lost track of the days, and we start on Friday, so... there's a few days missing there, but we're having a great time. It's beautiful down here. Sometimes it gets really, really hot and the air is not moving and we're climbing up the big hill and it's not very much fun. But then we get to the top and it's really windy and there's a nice shade and other people come along and we get to talk to them and it's just a lot of fun. So let's see, quick recap of what's gone on so far. First day, Philip and Dana drove us down to where it started at the border of Mexico, and there's a monument there and stuff, and we got there about 2:15-ish, and so we hung out a little bit. There was a Minuteman guy there who was kind of, I don't know, he talked to us a lot. He was pretty friendly, and he was telling us how we were going to see rattlesnakes and stuff, and all this, I don't know, and then he started going on about how we could come down and volunteer and watch the border and everything, and we were just like, yeah, please leave us alone. At least I was like that. And he finally went away, because he was doing whatever he was doing, and we took some pictures and whatnot at the border there, and then we packed up our bags and headed off, and Philip and Dana drove home. The first part was pretty easy. It was mostly sand. It went kind of by Campo, which is like a tiny town. It's out in the middle of nowhere, but there's this big road that goes by. I was kind of annoyed the first day because we were still so close to the big road, and so I kind of wanted more like in the wilderness, but we finally got up into the mountains and made a camp up there. We did run into one illegal immigrant person. He was a couple miles in. We crossed some railroad tracks and then went down this hill by the stream, and we stopped and ate dinner there. And he comes up, he's looking for water, and he got some water and stuff, and he was talking about it. He wanted to know where downtown was and stuff. We tried to give him all the information we had, but apparently there was, like, six other people with his group, and he was the last one or something like that. And he was from, like, Ecuador or somewhere like that. I don't remember where exactly he was from, but it wasn't Mexico. So apparently he crossed the border there illegally, where he was from. Yeah, I said he was from Washington. I didn't really understand. Anyways, and then we climbed back up the hill, and then all of a sudden you go around this corner and you can't see anything except for this big ranch down in the valley, and we found a nice place up there to sleep, and it was a pretty nice campsite, nothing really too exciting. All of our gear is working out really good so far, tent and everything, which is good. Raymond's a little rough on his stuff. His bed keeps falling apart, and I don't know why, because I made him the exact same, so maybe he just doesn't take care of it as much as he should. But we slept that night, got up the next morning, and we had about 15 miles probably to go until we got to the kickoff. And it was very important to get to the kickoff because they had free dinner for us when we got there, like veggie burgers and veggie dogs. And so we had to make sure we got there in time because free food is always good. So we started off, we hiked 45 minutes, rest 15 minutes, which works out pretty good because by the time 45 minutes is up, my feet want to break anyways. And then by the time I've rested, they're all good to go again. So, we walked and walked, and a whole bunch of people kept passing us. Apparently they all went to the kickoff and left all their stuff there, and then they just brought water and whatnot that they needed for their quick hike, and they were all like zooming by us, and I thought, man, and that's when I resolved myself to be one of the slower people, and I was fine with that. But there's a whole big long trail, and then we got down to the bottom of this canyon, and we had to walk the whole ways back up it. It was really hot, and while we were walking up, the wind was not blowing at all. There was no shade, and it was just stifling hot, and really, it was awful. It was like the worst part of the trail so far, just because it was so hot, and it was like I couldn't breathe. It was so hot, and the air was so still. And it took us forever to get to the top. And then we got to the top, and all of a sudden there's this nice, cool breeze just blowing on us, and it felt so good. It was like one of the best feelings ever. And then we sat down to have a break because we needed it by the time we got up to the top there. And these people had been camping, hiking from Campo. Not from Campo, from the kickoff, and they were coming down, and they were like, oh, you know, is your water cold? And we said no, because it was, you know, mother hot by that time, because we'd been hiking all day. And the guy had a bottle of water that was half filled with water, half filled with ice, and it was the most delicious thing ever on a super hot day when you just finish that super hot climb. And his first little piece of trail magic so far, so it was pretty good. I really enjoyed it. He was like my hero for that day. And we ended up getting to the kickoff right before dinner. We pretty much got there, signed in, got to our campsite, dropped our stuff down, and went and got some food. We met some trail angels that are up farther on the trail, and they said, you have to come stop here. You have to, have to, have to. So I guess we'll stop there when we get to there. Their place, I forget where they are, but they're up north. I have them on my list somewhere. Yeah, hamburgers and hot dogs were pretty good. And then we went to sleep. They showed, there was a guy who talked who did the trail a little while before, like, California was actually set in stone what the trail was. And he was pretty, it was pretty interesting. He didn't really understand, he didn't really remember a lot of things because it was like 30 years ago. And, but it was pretty fun. Some of the pictures were pretty good. He had like a slideshow. And then they started showing a DVD from last year, which is really just all kinds of pictures that somebody collected from everybody that hiked last year that sent them in and put them together. And it was kind of cool to watch, just to see, you know, what we're going to be going to and going through and everything. And then we went to bed and got up the next morning to free breakfast, which is also good. It was like a bean and egg burrito and hash browns and stuff. It was pretty tasty. I really enjoyed it. And we could have a shower. We got a shower that night, the night before we got in. So we were all good to go. Started hiking out. It's a pretty nice day the second day. Second day there was tons of butterflies everywhere. Like, everywhere you look, there were butterflies flying around. Every 2 seconds, they were jetting out in front of me, which is pretty nice because they're pretty cool. I have no problems with butterflies. And it was really windy all day that second day, which is really nice. Or third day, which is really nice because from the stifling hot heat the day before, it just made it a lot easier hiking and doing the mileage that we wanted to do. And we ended up camping up on this ridge that night with a whole bunch of other people. We've been meeting a lot of really awesome people, a lot of really nice people that are along the way, which is pretty cool. And not very many people that have trail names yet. Most people get a trail name when they do a long distance trail, and that's like kind of your identity when you're on the trail. We don't have ones yet, but we're in no hurry to get them. You know, it'll come. And then today we got up pretty early. Slow going at first, but we started hiking. Made it the whole way to Mount Laguna. Plenty of time to spare to get to the post office, which was nice. And yeah, met a lot more people who were really nice. And yeah, overall, everybody's super friendly and super happy and super awesome. So it's pretty good. There's a lot of really great viewpoints that you can just look down. The trail just basically was like up the mountain, and then it kind of just goes up and down a little bit, so you're constantly going up and down, but it's not too bad. It's actually, you know, I've hiked much worse, so, but I don't know, that's it. So I guess that's it for today. Well, today was the day of the caterpillars. The first day was kind of the day of the grasshoppers. The second day was the day of the butterflies. The third day wasn't really a day. A day of the wildflowers, I guess. They were beautiful on that really windy day on yesterday, I guess it was. The flowers were beautiful. They're all on the trail, and you just walked right through them, and it was gorgeous. I loved it. And today it was caterpillars. They were everywhere. You could hardly walk for stepping on them. It was crazy. And they were in the trees, like, squirming around all crazy. Like, I don't know what they were doing. They just looked really silly. And, and it was pretty good. We saw, yesterday we saw, I hike in front and then Raymond hikes behind me. I kind of set the pace. And yesterday I stepped and there was a snake right off the side of the path and I, you know, kind of startled me. So I backed up some because I like to give them room because it won't bite me. And he didn't really seem to care at all. Like, he just kind of whatever and wandered off. So that was cool for snake yesterday. And then today we were walking. Yeah, I set my foot down and all of a sudden I hear a rattle and it was right off the side. It's a really big rattlesnake right off the side of the path. And so it backed up real quick, you know, because obviously he didn't want us to be that close. And he slithered up into the bushes and shaking his tail the whole time and finally went away. It was pretty cool. Nobody got hurt, so it was all good. And yeah, those are adventures so far. I guess I will check in again tomorrow.